We'll get to your dog of the week here in a second. Tigers have been the story of the day. Turn your microphone on and join us.
That's nice. Sorry. Hi, guys. How is everybody? Nothing. Ready for hour 38 of Tiger Talk.
Yeah. I mean, who would have thought that we'd be talking Tigers
in
September?
Who would have thought that we'd be so sure they're getting in that it's not really, it's not even one of these hopeful things anymore. It's more like, can we just get this over with, do the champagne, and then...
Well, at least they control their own destiny today. We don't have to wait until 11 o'clock for the Twins to implode.
The Twins don't want to play baseball for money anymore.
You guys have had voodoo. We've talked destiny. How do you explain the Twins last night bunting into a double play in extra innings?
How do you explain Correa walking to first?
Just giving up on their season.
I don't know. How do you explain Baldelli getting out of bed in the morning? I have no idea.
Derek Hill, former Tiger, making a heroic play.
Rod
in
Allen
field.
On the call.
Willie
Castro on the hit.
I wouldn't be surprised if I looked in the dugout and it was Jimmy Dugan as the manager and not AJ Hinch. It's just the movie. Where's Danny Glover?
Yeah.
Henry Rosengratten.
It's the one thing I wish I would have asked AJ. Can you confirm or deny the use of voodoo during this run?
Or like the end of a Scooby-Doo ep where like AJ's going to unzip himself and out walks Wilford Brimley from the National. From the Natural. Like, I don't know. It's just, I stopped trying to explain it 2 weeks ago.
Just enjoy it.
I just told, people can't because they're miserable.
What do you mean?
Although you still have an element of people that are upset or they don't want bandwagon fans or like, well, you weren't nice to Scott Harris in May. And it's like, yeah, that's how life works, okay? When you're 12 games under and you're 10 games out and you trade your second best arm and you stretch out your best arm and you hand AJ Hinch a collection of undesirables from Toledo and they turn into Mariano Rivera. Yeah, I think it's okay to be like, yeah, this isn't good for me.
You didn't have to see a 51-year miracle coming to enjoy this.
No, which is where I laugh because it's like, guys, if you think you get to gatekeep fandom, you're insane. Yeah. That ballpark tonight is for everybody.
Maybe that's the name of the movie. Instead of Undecided, it's Undesirables.
Who are these guys?
The Undesirables.
I mean, hey, here's Bob Gunther with an 8 ERA at Toledo. And you're like, wait, this dude's unhittable? Bo Brisky used to be a fringy starter. Now this guy comes out of the pen firing.
Yeah.
He's like Jonathan Papelbon.
Yep. So Tom had this question in our prep all week. We finally just threw it out there. Who would you rather play? I said, it's a stupid question. Of course, you'd rather play Baltimore. But then I find out that you have said you'd rather play Houston.
Yeah, I would.
Why? Because what am I missing? They have like the pedigree, the pitching.
They got healthy.
Exactly. I'm with John on this. When you and again, I'm not taking away it. Again, let's not get angry.
Yeah.
But they didn't have Westberg. They didn't have Urias. They didn't have Mountcastle. You know, they didn't have Kierstead. Those are four big bats in that order. Mm-hmm. Now, I agree with you. Houston has pedigree, but like Verlander's been awful. Mm-hmm. Houston feels old to me. Baltimore is one of the only young, athletic. They can match your energy, right? They can match.
But what's their pitching? Like, you're going to roll Scooble game one.
And they're going to roll Burns.
And you take your chances with Scooble in that spot. And then you
would you? You act like that's a huge advantage, that Corbin Burns hasn't shut you down?
You act like it's, again, not that we're going to yell today.
I'm not
you
yelling.
Act like the Cy Young Award winner. I'm not allowed to puff out my chest
you
and say,
puff your chest. They're not throwing out some scumbag with a 7 ERA. Corbin Burns is legit.
Right.
It minimizes some of the advantage.
Well, and when you pitch two pitchers, all right, and one of them is going to be the Cy Young. The other one's going to be next in voting. What is it that you look at? It's going to be the bats. And as special as this run has been, the bats have been opportunistic. They haven't been better.
Yeah, timely.
Right. And so you look at Baltimore and you say, okay, well, if they're getting four bats back.
Look, I think the focus is they can beat either team.
Correct.
My preference, I worry that Baltimore's got some of the juice that you have if they're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That they're young and they're athletic and they're exciting and you're going to go to their place. And I don't believe in walkovers in the playoffs. I think the Tigers can beat anyone who's left. But if you're asking, yeah, like I'm also with you. I don't care.
Yeah.
However, the
three
shakes
game
out,
series.
Don't tempt the sports gods by manipulating matchups. Just go play.
All right. Who's your dog of the week?
I wanted to ask you, like, we had several here on the pod.
Yeah, I mean, I can dig up our sheet.
No, you're good. It's more, this one's gross, John, so I apologize. But what about Louisiana Lafayette getting 4.5 at Wake? Wake Forest is awful.
Yeah.
Hank Bachmeier is awful. Their defense is awful.
And you're spotting them four?
Just give me the four. I mean, Lafayette should have beat Tulane last week. Receiver QB mix up in the flat. That was a pick six before the half. They came out of the half, had a kickoff return against them. Other than that, I mean, they dominated Tulane. They had the ball with a chance to beat them at the end. I don't know. That to me is the one. But we also liked Auburn. We also liked
I'm looking.
RP.
I finally made it all the way down to the bottom of our sheet with the picks. There's a million of these college picks.
You know, we provided some content there. Got a little out of control.
That's all
I'd
right.
Go Louis, I'd go Raging Cajuns
all right.
plus 4.5.
Cayenne Pepper the mascot.
He's
there you
terrifying.
Go.
Terrifying.
I didn't make that up. That's their real mascot.
You got to go look at that thing. No kid would ever be happy to take a picture next to that. Oh.
Listen to the full episode. Cash the ticket. The NFL episode will be taping later today. Mike will go through the car wash. You got the Boomer Pod coming up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then this afternoon, we'll be ready to rock, and apparently we're going to do a bunch of Tigers. I thought the Lions would play a little more today. I'm very surprised.
We sprinkled in some rag now. I think there'll be more Monday.
Yeah, some of it's delayed just because they're not going to play until Monday night.
Yeah, but you're ready to – you think they're steamrolling Seattle?
I think they're going to win. I'm
no PTSD with Geno and what he does to us?
Mm-hmm. I don't believe in that. I really don't. And my question is obviously Frank being down. Now,
that's a problem.
It's a problem, but the benefit is that they're at home.
Yes.
Communication will be easier. Graham is experienced. He's no Frank.
No.
But I liked what Awosika did in the NFC Championship
also,
game.
You're on a run here. Like, Aiden's playing high-level football, but he's also facing backup tackles every week.
Yeah.
Like, this is fantastic. He'll have 30 sacks if this continues.
Well, yeah, he's doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, and again, by the way, why am I ever looking at a team allowing a tight end to block him one-on-one? Can you as a former lineman explain that scheme to me?
No.
Please?
No. You put a running back, you set him in the wing or a wide receiver or tight end at the line of scrimmage, and you say, okay, well, you're a little further away, so maybe you could be a speed bump. No.
But it's got to be two guys.
Well, yeah, it's got to be him and then your tackle.
I saw it last week with the Bears. I'm sure you did.
Oh, yeah.
How are you asking when you're down 5 in the second half, you got a rookie quarterback, and you've got Cole Kmet one up on Latu?
No, thanks.
What the hell are we doing? I'm sorry.
You're good. We got to get to Heather's news. Mike, get out of here.
Okay, bye, guys. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.